Final round of locker room chats. They continue tonight on KNZA. We're now joined by Jefferson West football coach. That is David Bowen, brought to you by Heinen Repair. Tigers closed out the regular season last week against a state-ranked team in the Hayden Wildcats. And, Coach, I know a very good team. You guys played a very difficult schedule this year with the Big East League being formed for the first year and obviously seeing a team of Hayden's caliber here to close it out. But, you know, just take us back to last week and just some thoughts and takeaways from the loss to the Wildcats.
Takeaways. Probably best, the cleanest game we had played as a team yet. We had one turnover and five penalties. You know, against a great team that'll go very deep in the playoffs and has a chance to be a state champion again this year. That was kind of our talking point, was let's clean our stuff up. Let's go out there, play four quarters hard. We got a turnover. We took care of the ball. And our guys, they played really well that night as far as effort and doing their jobs and assignments. It was the cleanest game we had had this year so far.
I think, you know, we talked in week in and week out, and even though the season hadn't, you know, really gone the way you were hoping maybe, but, you know, it seemed like the kids were always coming in, same, you know, even after a tough loss, would come in that next week and have the right mindset, the right preparation. I mean, did you get that, you know, with your team throughout the course of the year?
Yes, that's something we've been growing here. This is year four. I believe we started with 26 players my first year, and we had 42 this year, and we're hoping to be around that 50 mark next year. And, you know, I got to give credit to assistant coaches. I have some amazing guys that work on the staff, and the kids enjoy them, and they enjoy each other, and we all like being there and having time as a, you know, a family and a team. And we were very happy and excited that we get another week and get to have this week nine game this week.
I know we've talked about kind of the year looking forward. You know, not a huge senior class, you know, on your roster this year. You were a little bit more heavy in the junior and sophomore class. But, you know, for the few seniors that are out, you know, you mentioned again, it's year number four. So you've seen these few seniors from the very beginning. You know, talk about just the growth and just watching some of these seniors going out here one more time with you.
Yeah, we have three seniors playing this year, but four that are a part of the team. And thinking back from those guys as freshmen to senior year, you know, that's got to be everyone as a teacher or coach. It's got to be one of your favorite things to watch them grow, see their character build. And, you know, there's no doubt in my mind or the assistant coach's mind that the seniors we have this year will go on to be great adults. They're all going to have successful careers. They're all going to be family people. They treat others the right way. They're helpful. That's something that, you know, we try to foster up in them, but I think a lot of that is just on their own character and what kind of families and what kind of people they are.
A couple more minutes here with Jeff West football coach David Bowen. They get St. Mary's Academy on Friday night for a week nine game. We'll talk about that after a timeout here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes here with Jefferson West football coach. That is David Bowen, brought to you by Heinen Repair. The Tigers closing out their 2024 season on Friday night, week nine non-playoff game against St. Mary's Academy. Coach, we were texting a little bit last week. You know, you had originally an Osawatomie team lined up, but, you know, they had some things happen throughout the year, early on in the year, and they really didn't field a team. And you guys were kind of scrambling a little bit to get this week nine game, and you guys were able to land St. Mary's Academy. You know, just kind of talk about that process and what you had to do to ultimately make this game happen for you.
Yes, it was a group effort, and we needed to find another school that had an open week nine and another school that wanted to play that week nine. And we were very grateful to find St. Mary's Academy with an opening, and they wanted to play. So we'll be hosting those at Jeff West tomorrow. It's important to us to be able to end the season the right way and get to play another game. And we were just talking about how we, you know, we've gotten numbers up. Wins have been, we always want more. Everyone always wants more. But wins have been consistent each year where we've been at. We're waiting for that year where we get over the hump. And we believe we're right on the edge of that. And the energy, enjoying practice, continuing to get numbers out, all of that's important to the growth of the program. And the four seniors that we have this year, they've been leaders through all 4 years, and I'm glad that we get this week 9 and we get another chance to let them go out with a win.
Well, how much can you tell us about St. Mary's Academy, the Crusaders, a 2-win team? They play a lot of teams out of Missouri. They did play Christ Prep Academy last week, but again, they played a heavy dose of Missouri teams. They also played a team out of Tulsa. So, you know, in limited time, you know, how much have you been able to find out about your week 9 opponent?
Yeah, we've been lucky and got some scout film and have got to break them down and have scout cards ready for this week. And they score on every opponent they've had. They've played a pretty tough schedule like us, so we're hoping for a really good matchup tomorrow night, and we get to watch a great football game that allows Jeff West to come out on top and let our seniors go out the right way.
Do you see them as any comparable team that you've seen or more familiar with? I mean, schematically with what they do, whether it's offense or defense, I mean, do they do certain things that might be something that you've already seen before?
Yeah, scheme-wise, they're a little bit spread. They're going to throw the ball around. They can run it. So, you know, comparable to a couple of the teams we've seen this year, our league split about 50-50 on the spread or the heavy double tight. So we've practiced against both. It is kind of an unknown opponent, but we've had as much film and breakdown on them as we get on others. So we feel like we're prepared. And we just want to play another clean game, limit our turnovers, limit our penalties, and do it the right way. Win or lose, we always want to be the team that respects the game.
There it is, Jefferson West football coach David Bowen. One final time here, brought to you by Heinen Repair. Jeff West coming off the season finale against Hayden last week. They'll play one more time here on Friday night. They will be at home against St. Mary's Academy. Coach, we always appreciate a few minutes of your time each week. Thanks again. Good luck on Friday. And we'll talk to you soon. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I've enjoyed it, and we'll talk to you next year.